Agreeing with a rival makes him a teammate. Agreeing with a rival makes that person a teammate. When you agree with someone who is your rival, who is against you, who is trying to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish, like two guys are after the same girl, and so he's your rival, and you're his rival. And so he comes up to you and says, "She is the prettiest girl in the world." "Oh, she is the prettiest girl in the world." "She has bad teeth." "Oh, she does have bad teeth." "Oh, she is this," and you know, just agree. And by the time you get done, the two of you are no longer rivals. You're looking for a new person to love, because the person has lost all of their charm and their interest. When someone tries to belittle the person that you love or the person that you have respect for, and you agree with him, pretty soon you say, "Well, you know, no big deal." But when you disagree with him, when you say, "How dare you speak unkindly of my friend or my girlfriend or my whatever? How dare you?" And then the other person says, "I got him going," and he thinks up other neat things to get him going even further. And pretty soon they have a knockdown, drag-out fight over nothing, just because one person said, "Oh boy, I like a good fight. I know how to do it. I know how to push his buttons to get it to him to do it." But when you agree with your rival, it makes him a teammate. It makes him a friend. It makes him someone that you love and appreciate and work with. Now, how many teammates have you ever made by agreeing with someone who was a rival for your job, for instance? How many times have you gone in and someone wanted the job that you wanted, and they had a lot more talent than you did? And so when you were in talking to the boss, you said to the boss, "You know, I can do this and I can do that and I can do the other thing. I'm a good worker and I'm a caring worker. But after my talking with Miss Jones outside, she is a peach. I know she's going to be the one that you select because she is good. And now if you have any other openings that you might consider me for, I'd appreciate it. But I know that she is just top girl for that job that you have there." And so what happens? They hire the other girl for something else, but they hire you for the job that you wanted, because you didn't say something bad about her. You said only good things about her, but you said you wanted to work for the company. You said you were interested in the company. You said that you could take a put down, you know. You could do a lot of things. And so the girl finds out that you recommended her to the company. Not that you say she was superior or anything, but you recommended her to the company. And you become the best of friends, even though you were rivals for the same job, because you made out of your rival a dear friend, someone who you did come to appreciate, and you did come to recognize that she was pretty good. Now, who would have ever thought that would happen? Who would ever have thought that you'd go into an office with a dozen girls sitting outside waiting for a particular job, and you'd talk with all the girls and just chit-chat, and the girls are saying, "Oh, I just love computers. I think computers are such fun, especially the new PowerPoint, you know. That PowerPoint is so fantastic. You can do this with it and that," and you don't know it. And you go in and you talk to the boss, and the boss says, "Now, one of the main programs we're going to work with is PowerPoint." And you say, "Oh, yes, I've heard so much good about PowerPoint. It is this, it is this, it is this, and it can do this, this, this. But I'd have to learn it. But I'm really interested in it. And if you want, I'll learn it your way. But I know that a number of the other girls out there are experienced with PowerPoint, and they could step right in and do you magic work." And so the boss says, "Okay. Girls, you're all hired. You'll be the assistant for Miss So-and-so, and you'll teach her everything you know on PowerPoint, and then she will take a special class in PowerPoint. She has leadership ability. She is not afraid of her job. She is not afraid that somebody is going to come and sweep her off, you know, from her highest good. And she recommended each of you as being exquisite in PowerPoint from the things that you have told her out there. You spoke very wisely and very well." Now, Herb, that is nonsense. It happens all the time, but you don't always know about it. You don't always hear the whole story like I'm telling it to you right now, because most bosses don't have time to share it like that with the crew, don't have time to do it. They just say, hey, take the whole bunch, you know. And you guys work for this woman here. She's the head dog. And whatever. But you see, you don't know. You don't know. And when you're open spirit, when you're open consciousness, where you are not afraid of being a rival, or not afraid of having a rival, when you are at peace with yourself, when you are relaxed with yourself, then everything is in divine order. And it is pretty spectacular. It is pretty spectacular. I looked at the number on here, it said 8, but that's just the number of talks I have here. And it's only 5, which is the number of minutes that I've been sharing with you. But isn't that fascinating? Look at all the illustrations that I've given you. Look at all the possibilities I've given you. And all the peoples, if I knew their names and used their names, if all the people that I would have mentioned. We had a fella and another guy. We had a girl and another girl. And we had a girl and 5 other girls. All those people. And we had their bosses that they went in and talked to. And the things that their bosses said. And the concepts that they said. And you see, you can have so many beautiful things as long as you don't make them complex. Now, what makes things complex? The more names you put in, the more complex it is. The more specifics you put in, the more complex it is. When the mother went to her son and she says, Johnny, you're 7 years old today. And Johnny says, whoopee, I'm 7 years old today. And she says, Johnny, what gift are you going to give me on your 7th birthday? And Johnny looks around and he says, I thought I was supposed to get the gifts on my birthday. And he says to his mother, I thought I was supposed to get the gifts on my birthday. Well, Johnny, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't be here today. Your father and I wanted you and brought you forth on the earth here. And now, what gift would you give me? Well, you know, Mommy, there's not many things I can give you. But what I can give you is from this day on, I will do the first thing you ask me to do all the time. And the mother said, well, Johnny, what do you think I should ask you to do? And he said, well, you're always asking me to do things that I don't sometimes do. Which one would you like to have me do? And so she says, well, I'd like to have you do them all, of course. But he said, no, Mommy, which one would you like to have me do? Very sophisticated boy, you know. And so the mother says, well, if you would respect your clothing and put your clothing away, put your shoes nicely cleaned under your bed every night, put your toys in the toy box, and keep your room orderly and neat, and keep your clothing orderly and neat, that would be the most wonderful gift that I could ever receive in my whole life. And nothing more was said. And the days went on, and he didn't instantly clean up his room. That would have been too much. But little by little, he got the message. And little by little, he cleaned up the room. And little by little, he put the things away. And little by little, everything worked out beautifully. And his mother came to him one day and said, you know, Johnny, I haven't seen a piece of your clothing lying around the house. What do you think we should tell your brother who seems to leave his clothes lying all around the house? And Johnny says, well, his 5th birthday is coming up soon. I'll go talk to him. And you see, the moment you do something, you agree with your adversary. The moment you agree with your rival. And what was the rival? The rival was putting away the clothing. The rival was keeping his room clean. Because the mother would have to do it if he didn't, she thought. But she trained him by love. Now, what do you think is going to happen to the rest of that family? There's a younger brother who's 5. There's a younger sister who's 3. And then there's a little baby who's just 1 year old. Now, what's going to happen to those kids? They're all going to be trained by their big brother, who's going to be a living example to them. And can you see why the mother said it's going to be a gift that will be a never-ending gift? a gift that will stand up so beautifully and so wonderfully. You see, agreeing with your rival makes him your teammate. Agreeing with the problems that are there and putting them into a totally different picture, putting them into a picture of a blessing, brings out a blessing for you. Putting them into a picture of something honorable, something really beautiful, makes them beautiful. So think about these things. Think about these things as you're going through your daily routine and your relationship with others. Do you love everybody else? Do you look at everybody and do you see in them the Spirit of God? Do you see in them God? Do you see in them the purity of all? If you don't, then you're not shining very brightly. And you want to shine brightly, right?
Yes.
What was this? Schmutzing your lips, your Is that what you meant? No, I didn't think it's what you meant. But let's all flow with these things because they're fun. And we can have such a good time with it. And I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you so much.